Sex is the life force energy that runs through us all. Can you use sexual energy for your spiritual evolution? Or perhaps for emotional healing? Is it even possible? Clinical sexologist Dr. Martha Tara Lee will explore all these and more on Eros Evolution on Om Times Radio.
Hello, this is Myesha Battle, and I am here with my co-host, Sarah Martin, and we're standing in for Dr. Martha Tara Lee today on Eros Evolution. So, hi, Sarah.
Hi, Myesha. What a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. So good to be here with you. And thank you to Dr. Martha for allowing us to explore what's a very, very popular topic in our world, sex coaching, and how that ties into spirituality. So I wanted to speak with you today, Sarah, about this topic because I think it's something that we've talked about in the past being kind of a complicated relationship, but one that we think is really valuable to explore with our clients and even for ourselves.
Absolutely. And I'm really looking forward today to, you know, exploring the types of spiritual sexual practices that, you know, that you can explore in your own individual life and how you can benefit in working with a sex coach while you're on this exploration, right?
Awesome. Yes. So just as an overview and introduction to who we are, my name is Myesha. I'm a sex coach based in San Francisco, California. I also have a podcast called Down for Whatever, where I talk to people about their sex lives. And Sarah and I actually work together for Sex Coach U, and she has a slew of other organizations that she's associated with. Sarah?
Yeah, so my name is Sarah Martin, and in addition to being a certified sex coach, I'm the executive director of the World Association of Sex Coaches, which is the premier certifying body for sex coaching worldwide, as well as the main professional association for sex coaches globally. I'll be talking a bit more about WASC later, but I'm myself located in beautiful Warsaw, Poland. Maybe not the answer you were expecting, but there's a thriving community of sexologists here. So I also work for the Sex Positive Institute here in Warsaw, which is absolutely fantastic. You mentioned a number of other organizations I'm associated with. So I also work for Sex Coach University and the soon-to-be-released Sexology University. The new program is launching in 12 days, which is super exciting. So there is a lot going on in this field, and we met each other through Sex Coach U and through the World Association of Sex Coaches, right?
That's right, yes. So I became involved at the beginning of last year. It's almost been 1 year, helping the organization outreach to those who are thinking about how they can leverage their experiences in sexology and coaching into a global community, really, of like-minded people and to receive professional development. So we really wanted to reach far and wide and try to bring all these people with various backgrounds together under one sort of unifying member organization that is the World Association of Sex Coaching. And Sarah, can you talk a little bit about how you became involved with that organization?
I certainly can. So towards the end of 2015, I was wrapping up my studies at Sex Coach University. So we'll talk a bit more about Sex Coach University and Dr. Patty Britton. But suffice to say, I was coming towards the end of my studies and, you know, knew it was the time to transition out of my prior career and to start working full-time in sexology. Around that time, as luck would have it, I was approached by Dr. Patty Britton and Dr. Robert Dunlap as founding members and advisory board members of the World Association of Sex Coaches, and they let me know that they were searching for a new executive director, and would I be interested in applying for the role. So I did, and I went through the rigorous application process and was delighted when, at the end of 2015, beginning of 2016, I was offered the role and I took it. And it's been a bit of a roller coaster ride. So much has happened in the last 12 months, including the beginning of our career working together, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you are the perfect guest to talk about this subject of sex coaching and what it is, because you have your hands in so many aspects of the community. So I think this is going to be really fun. And I think a great place to start our exploration of the topic is to just get into what is sex coaching, where was it developed, how and why. Please tell us a little bit about the development of the field.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is really important, and I'm so delighted to share this information with listeners, because often when I say to folks, you know, I'm a sex coach, sometimes they look at me and they go, does that mean, you know, you stand in a bedroom and, you know, blow a whistle? And no, not coaching like that, not like sports. Think more of a modality of client work, so where you're in a room together in session with a client. I think starting at the beginning is really useful. So sex coaching was developed by Dr. Patty Britton. She was based in New York City and working in the field of sexology at around the time that the coaching movement generally was starting to emerge, because it started in New York City. And she saw there an opportunity. So rather than combining the discipline of sexology with therapy, which, you know, has been in common practice, she saw an opportunity that, wow, this coaching approach, this coaching modality, this way of working with people is incredibly powerful and really, really well suited towards addressing people's sexual concerns. I think it might actually be interesting to dive a little bit into, so what is the difference between, say, a sex therapist and a sex coach, right? Because I get asked that all the time.
Same, definitely.
And the way I see it, you've got therapy, you've got counseling, and you've got coaching. So therapy is sort of the journey to the understanding of the self. It's a lot of looking back, looking into the past, processing emotions to understand how you got from there to here. Counseling I see as kind of a right now managing the issues that are in your life right now as they emerge, and identifying practical approaches for working on whatever challenges you have in your life right now. Coaching, on the other hand, you know, it acknowledges the past, it acknowledges the present, but the view, the focus is the future. Where do you want to be? What do you want to get out of this process? You know, what are your goals and your aspirations for your sexual self and your sexual development, right? And what we do in our work with clients is we help them to identify actions that are going to bring them step by step towards their goals. Is that sort of in line with your experience, Maisha?
Absolutely. And, you know, as you were speaking, I had a light bulb moment of thinking about the connection that we're going to draw later on in the program about sex and spirituality, but even thinking about how we address the issues that come to us as sex coaches, and we encourage a lot of visioning. I think there is a spiritual aspect to thinking about yourself in the future, to clarifying your values and what's important to you. And I think there's a great amount of strength in positioning yourself that way and then starting to work towards it. So that was something that just came to mind. And I think that it's something that my clients really appreciate working with me, is that they get that opportunity to not dwell on things that happened to them in the past, not think about the exact day-to-day things that are, you know, that they're struggling with, but they really get a chance to imagine themselves in a different position and then really get to take steps towards that. And I think that can be really spiritually enlightening for people.
Oh, absolutely. That's so beautiful, Maisha. I think you've put that really, really well. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, and I think what you've hit on right there is one of the key benefits for clients is getting a chance to envision the future that you want, because how often do we do that in day-to-day life? But it's not just, you know, dreaming or visioning. The point is connecting it into action. So what concrete actions are going to bring you there? And I think that's the really exciting part, because, you know, it's manifesting what you vision, right? And, you know, that's part of the beauty of it. I mean, another key benefit for clients, especially working with sex coaches that are certified by the World Association of Sex Coaches, is you're working with a professional that's had serious training and has met the high standards required for certification. So, you know, we're trained in sex. We're trained in talking about sex. We don't shy away from it. You know, you can come and talk to us directly, whereas sometimes what you find with doctors and therapists is they might talk about everything except for sex and sexual concerns. Mm-hmm. And, you know, another key benefit, too, is that sex coaching often doesn't take that long. You know, it's right. usually a shorter term process because we're aiming for action. We're aiming to get you where you want to be, right?
Yes, and that's not to say that these other modalities don't have a function in the well-being and the holistic development of our clients. We actually work in tandem with medical providers, with psychologists, with sex therapists, and any number of professionals to make sure that our clients are well-supported and get access to the things that they need to move them closer to their goals. So in some cases, you know, the recommendation might be more intensive therapy, and coaching just really isn't the right thing. So, you know, I want to just highlight that we have respect for the many different professions out there that are tackling these issues from their vantage point. We just happen to really focus in on sex and use the coaching model as a way to get our clients closer to their ideal sexual selves.
Absolutely. You can often judge, you know, the credo of a sex coach by the extensiveness of their referral network.
Absolutely.
And we'll be back shortly, right?
Yeah. Taking a break now.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. The majority of victims know their attacker. It could be your friend, your neighbor, or someone you met at a party. If you said no, it's rape, and it's a crime. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Call the National Sexual Assault Hotline today at 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
All right. Well, welcome back. My name is Maisha Battle, and I'm here with Sarah Martin, who is the director of the World Association of Sex Coaches. I join her today as co-host for Dr. Martha Tara Lee, who's lending her show to us today to talk to you about sex coaching and spirituality. Before the break, we were discussing the World Association of Sex Coaches, and I just want to dive into that a little bit more to understand what is it, how is it established, and why?
Yes, it would be a pleasure. So the World Association of Sex Coaches was established primarily for standard setting. So coaching and the term sex coach, they're unregulated terms, which means essentially anybody can call themselves a sex coach. And oftentimes people do. You know, they might have read a couple of books. They might have watched a couple of TED Talks. And you know, they then hang out their shingle and set up shop. And, you know, I appreciate that there is this drive in a lot of us to help others, especially as we start to learn, especially as we start to open up and grow and develop. And thinking, wow, you know, I wish I'd had this at a different point in my life. So I think the intention there is often very good. However, the challenge is that when you're working with sexuality, you're working with an incredibly powerful force. And I think it behooves us as professionals to get the necessary training in both sexology, which is, you know, a vast and complex field, also in clinical work, in clinical skills. So if you're going to be working with people, if you're going to be working with a coaching modality, it's a very specific style of client work. So it's not something to be developed on the fly. And, you know, with WASC, with World Association of Sex Coaches, certified sex coaches, all of them have met a minimum standard in order to become certified members of the association. One really key component there is the SAR training. So that's the Sexual Attitude Reassessment and Restructuring training. And this pioneering training was developed by the Institute for the Advanced Study of Human Sexuality out of San Francisco. And what it is it's a really powerful sensitivity training. You and I are both members of the association, and you and I have both been to SAR. I mean, do you remember your first SAR experience and how much you took away?
I do, and I took from it some really unexpected things. It's a really in-depth opportunity to explore some of the baggage that we carry around personally with regard to sex and how we view certain sex acts and types of orientations and, you know, processing through our feelings of who's entitled to be sexual. So it's really looking at a multitude of examples of sexuality and putting you in front of them and having you reckon with them. I had actually been to a porn like festival that was a feminist porn festival that was incredibly intersectional. I saw a lot of things that kind of moved me. I think it was probably a mini SAR for me, even though there wasn't as much processing involved.
Yeah.
So the content of the SAR itself wasn't as shocking to me as maybe some of my peers, but it was really interesting to see them processing through it all. And what I became acutely aware of for myself is some of the reactions that I had to the limited knowledge of other people. So it was highlighting for me things as an individual and also as a practitioner that I needed to be mindful of when I actually got into the room and started working with people around these topics. First and foremost, have no judgment. You can't really have judgment when you're working with people around such a sensitive topic. And if you do, you have to do the work to get through on the other side of that where you can be a blank slate for your clients. So, I think it's a really powerful experience. And I think that people who are not on the track to become sexologists in any way should do a SAR. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. It's another way to look at it is as a sensitivity training. But if I link it back to this theme around sex coaching and spirituality, how do they intersect? I actually think that the work of a sex coach, and I would include, you know, sex therapists, sex counselors, but sex coaches too, I think our work is kind of a spiritual calling in a way, because what do? We hold space for our clients to be incredibly vulnerable. And that gets back to what you were saying, Maisha, about being able to hold this space without judgment. Because if you can imagine, you know, a client coming in and they've got something, they've got a concern that's been weighing on them for a while, and maybe the sex coach is the very first person they're opening up to about whatever it may be, you know, if they meet judgment in that moment, that can lead to a shutdown on a lot of levels. So sexually, yes, but spiritually and in terms of confidence and self-esteem. And this comes back to why is it important to be certified? Because if that's the kind of work you're going to be doing with clients, you want to be darn sure that, you know, you're going to be able to hold that space. You're going to be able to hold the space for your client to go through this process of realizing their sexual selves, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think holding the space and giving permission, these are the hallmarks of coaching, and particularly sex coaching, because of the nature of the topics that we get into with people and how many walls have been built around these issues. So our job is really to help people break these walls down. We can't present more walls for them to then have to break through. It's just not productive.
Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, I think it might actually be quite interesting to talk a little bit about what drew us to sex coaching. So we've talked about, you know, what is sex coaching? We've talked about our professional body, the World Association of Sex Coaches. And I'll just put it out there as well. If you are listening to us today and you're thinking, wow, I would really love to have some sex coaches in my referral network, you know, perhaps you're an astrologer, perhaps you work with other levels of conscious personal development, but sexuality isn't your specialty, I invite you to come and check us out. You can find us at www.worldassociationofsexcoaches.org, and you can find a directory of professionals there. So everyone listed in the directory is a member of the association, so you can have some assurance that you're referring well. But back to us. So what got us into sex coaching, Maisha? What drew us to this profession? And it's always a beautiful story to tell, I think. Would you like to share yours?
Sure. I think my connection to sex coaching started very young, surprisingly, as a teenager when I was a peer counselor for my middle school classmates. And I was selected just to handle, you know, basic stress-related teen questions. But, of course, they all pertain to sex. So I was getting pulled out of class to address these questions of, am I normal? Should I do this with my partner? Is this right? Is this moral? Am I going to hell? I mean, so many different things. I was living in the South, so this was the Bible Belt, and morality was king. However, there were really these basic biological and physiological changes that were happening with people, and interpersonal changes that were happening with people, and they felt comfortable talking to me about this. So I loved it. I loved it then. I love it now. I've had a detour in my life going through after college, basically. I studied human sexuality and public health in college. But I took a different path career-wise for about 8 years. And I came to a crossroads where I thought, you know, I can stay here and I can move up a ladder in the nonprofit world, or I can get additional training and I can go back to that feeling I had when I was in the room with my teenage peers and helping them work through things. And I can get back to that feeling. So it actually was through the process of working with a coach friend of mine who said, you know, this is what your calling is and you need to honor that. So I heeded the call. I went back to school. I got my master's in psychology and then wanted the clinical piece, as Sarah mentioned before, the actual learning of how to deal with people in the room. And Sex Coach U was the greatest option for me for so many reasons. The ease of studying, I was able to do that while moving coast to coast. I was able to have a support network around the world of peers, and it really ticked all the boxes for me in terms of the education that I was lacking and the skill set that I was needing. So that's really what brought me to sex coaching, as opposed to going to the sex therapy route, which I could have done. I considered that. But sex coaching just seemed like a better fit for my intentions, for my career. And I don't regret that. I recently had a conversation with someone who went on to do his PhD, a person who was in a cohort of mine, and he told me to rest assured that I had chosen the right path. And I said, don't worry, I do know that. I am very, very aware. So this kind of bizarre story of how the seed was planted many, many years ago in me and now is manifest in me seeing clients who I love and who I think are great, and I get so much joy from the work that I do. That's my story. And Sarah, I know we're about to have a commercial break, so if you'd like to start your chat on how you
absolutely and thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that, Maisha. I mean, it's always a privilege to hear the stories of other sex coaches and how did they come to this profession. I mean, it's one of the great privileges and joys of my role as executive director at the World Association of Sex Coaches is I get to know our members in quite a lot of detail. I mean, to kick my story off, it all started, also when I was younger, with sort of both an intense interest in sexuality and how it played out in the lives of my peers, combined with, you know, kind of what you hinted at, this sort of moral overtone that there was something wrong about it. Even though inside of myself, I didn't feel like this was wrong. It felt very natural. So, and the curiosity felt natural. It didn't feel bad. And, you know, in my adult life, my experiences brought me to a point where, you know, I started thinking about, well, what am I really good at? You know, what am I really interested in? What would I like to be putting all of my energy into if, you know, money was no object and time was no object? You know, what's really in the core of me and my spirit? What can I bring into the world? And I'll share a little bit more about that shortly, because I think we're coming up to a break, aren't we?
We are.
All right, back in a few.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi, this is Julie Keigel.
And I'm Susan Schuler.
And I'm Lori Walker.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Tune in every week at 10 a.m. Eastern on OmTimesRadio.com.
The angels have heard your call and are here to help.
Are you ready to receive?
Bathe in the beautiful vibrational frequency to help you heal, expand, and remember your magnificence with Angel Talk Tuesday.
What's up? This is Brad and Mike from Linkin Park for Lifebeat, the music industry fights AIDS. Listen up, times are tough and you get a lot of things thrown your way. If you're being pressured to have sex and you're not ready, then say no. If you're having sex, be smart and use protection. Respect yourself and protect yourself.
For more information, call the National AIDS Hotline at 1-800-342-AIDS or log on to www.lifebeat.org.
And we're back. Sarah, you were just about to delve a little deeper into your story of how you became a sex coach. So please do continue.
Yes, and what drew me to it. So before the break, I was talking a bit about, you know, the early curiosity and draw that I had and sort of this juxtaposition of, you know, the sex is bad messages I was getting from society together with, you know, my own internal guidance, which was saying, this is normal and it's natural and beautiful, and I want to know more. And then life kind of progressed, as it tends to do. I went to university. I got on the relationship escalator. I wound up getting married, got a corporate job, and life was kind of ticking over according to script. And then the script kind of came to a relatively abrupt end when my marriage ended. And this was sort of a pivotal moment for me and something that, you know, looking back on it has a huge importance and influence in my life, because that was when I started to look back a little bit and think, well, how did I get here? And what was, you know, what was guiding my life before sort of my focus turned towards, you know, marriage and my relationship? And it started a process of exploration and learning more about me and learning more about sexuality, because this was something that, you know, I'd had a complicated relationship with. And with time, you know, I started thinking, well, you know, is this something I could work in? Is this an area I could delve into? Because I think, you know, my pain could actually be translated into something that's healing manifest in the world. And I discovered Sex Coach U after a lot of digging and a lot of hilarious search engine queries, things like work in sex, which brings up all sorts of results. And yeah, and I found it and I followed it and went through this very rigorous training program. And, you know, it was a process of both gaining education, but also tremendous personal growth at the same time. And, you know, I've come out at the end both a certified sex coach, but then also gifted with the experience of all the years that came before that and everything that I collected along the way in terms of experience and skills. So it's been an incredibly powerful transformation in my life, and I feel so privileged to do the work that I do now, both at the association and at the Sex Positive Institute and at Sex Coach U, and especially with my clients. Yeah, sorry, I get a little bit emotional when I talk about this. So, because it's, you know, it's emotional and it's meaningful work. And I think what might be interesting to take a look at, now that we've talked a bit about our own personal journeys, and we've been hinting at this throughout, but I think it would be really nice if we talked directly about how sexuality and spirituality intersect. What do you think?
Sure. First, I just want to acknowledge, you know, your story and your journey, and to say that I don't know a single person who, you know, is in our community of sex coaches who hasn't had some form of trial or tribulation that has made them stronger and made the desire to do this work stronger for them. And I think that's really important too, because I don't think any of us come from a place of, I've never had to worry about my sex life. It's been so good that I've never had any problems, and therefore that's the place of, you know, that's the place that I'm going to be coaching from, of just, I guess, divine perfection. But rather, we have all struggled in some way, and we have all overcome, and we know how hard it is to overcome sexual issues in relationships or even solo. So we come from that place, and I think that's a really important place. And it's a distinction too of how people see their provider in a way. I think it's good to know that we're in this position because we've all kind of been there, and we want the kind of help we would have, you know, we want to give the kind of help that we wish we could have had back in those days. So that's what I wanted to share.
Yeah, absolutely.
But to address your question about the intersection of sexuality and spirituality, I think it's really helpful to consider one of the models that is also a cornerstone of sex coaching, and that's the MEBS model developed by Dr. Patty Britton. If you've noticed a trend here, Dr. Patty Britton, she is just the foremost name in sex coaching. And she's done so much in the world of sexology, including the development of this model, MEB. So that's M as in Mary, E-B-E-S. And what that stands for is mental, emotional, bodily, and energetic, and spiritual. And those are all the components that we use as a framework to look at the issues that our clients are experiencing. So if a client is experiencing, say, erectile dysfunction, they're having problems with maintaining an erection, this could be from a number of issues and concerns, right? There may
Exactly.
be physiological reasons why this isn't happening, and a lot of times we only look at the physiological, but sometimes there are emotional reasons why this could be happening for the client. And it's our job as the coach to help tease that out and to see what kind of approach is going to be the most beneficial to our clients. So that being said, sometimes the concern is spiritual. Sometimes our clients are coming to us having these issues, which are really the symptoms of deeper concerns that could tie into their spiritual connection with their partner, their spiritual connection to themselves, their exploration of themselves as spiritual beings, and whether or not that's been restricted. And we have to be open to going there and helping them to see what are the possibilities for expanding their spiritual exploration. Am I getting that correct, Sarah?
I think you're phrasing that so beautifully, Maisha. And I think just something that comes to mind and I think might be useful to share with listeners is, you know, this MEABS framework is so valuable because our sexuality is multifaceted and complex. I think you make a really good point that, you know, what we see as sexual concerns are often the symptoms of something else going on, a block. And that block could be mental, it could be emotional, it could be body-based. And it could be an energetic block or a spiritual block. And by going there and taking a look at these different dimensions of sexuality and how they manifest for our clients, we're able to help them identify the actions that will get them unstuck, that will start to move those blocks and get them back into flow. You know, this connection, I mean, I think with spirit too, it's so interesting because it's, you know, depending on where we've come from in life and what point we're at when we come into the session room as a client. You know, sometimes clients have a resistance to talking around spirit too. Have you ever noticed that?
Definitely. It will take on any type of form other than talking about spirituality. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, and I think when we talked about the stories of our own upbringing, right, a theme that was common to both of them was sort of, you know, this sense of morality and some of the complexity and the mixed messages that we were receiving around spiritual connections and whether sex can be spiritual. You know, is it worth kind of looking at maybe our own personal relationships to spirituality to kind of link into this point about the intersection of the two?
I think so, because I know for me personally, when I learned the MEABS model and was thinking about my own connections, because we had to do a lot of work on ourselves throughout the sex coaching learning process, I had to evaluate some of my value judgments on spirituality. Well, what does that even mean for me? I wasn't raised a very spiritually aware person. I believe I was encouraged to believe that there was more than the physical world, and it was largely up to me to decide what that was. And I'm still deciding on a daily basis what I think that is. And, you know, I don't have a strong connection to a god or gods, so a larger presence. But I do feel a deep connection to the earth, to the environment. I'm very protective of the environment. I have very strong feelings when I'm in nature, and those aspects I know are part of this ability that I was given at a young age to just think about how I related to the world and not give too much. I didn't have too much structure around that. It was just like, you know, the world is as it is, and if you think it probably is something that exists, and I thought that certain feelings that I had of connection existed, and so they do. But beyond that, I didn't have a strict guideline of, because you believe this way, these are some of the ways that you must behave, and if you don't, there are consequences. So time and time again, I was coming up against people that I would meet who lived under those types of ideologies, and I began to have a negative association with what it meant to be a spiritual person, because that's what I definitely conflated spirituality and religiosity when I was younger. And now I can understand that they can live together and they can live separately. So I guess Absolutely. The way that I'm framing it is, I have this kind of complicated history with spirituality, and sex coaching has allowed me to take the position of hearing my clients' connection to spirit and helping them interpret it in a way for themselves and to see what serves them now, as opposed to maybe the framework that they were given as kids.
And something so beautiful that came up for me listening to you just now, Maisha, is that, you know, you talked about your individual experience of spirit, and I think there's something powerful to that, because just like our sexuality is unique to us, so our spirituality is unique to us as well. And for me, you know, we talked about this a bit ahead of time. You know, I had also had this conflation between religiosity and spirituality. And what sort of transformed my thinking was when someone said to me, well, Sarah, you know, spirituality is really, you know, the spirit is the I and I am, you know, when, you know, who is I in that sentence, right? And that kind of started me off on a journey and a new way of thinking and a new openness, which now, you know, I'm able to hold space for with my clients. And we'll be back with you.
Best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
It's on us to stop sexual assault.
To get in the way before it happens.
To get a friend home safe.
And to not blame the victim.
It's on us.
To look out for each other.
To not look the other way.
It's on us to stand up.
To step in.
To take responsibility.
It's on us, all of us,
to stop sexual assault.
Learn how and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
And we're back. My name is Maisha Battle, and I'm here with Sarah Martin, Director of the World Association of Sex Coaches. And we've been talking about sexuality and spirituality, their connection, and most recently our connection to spirituality and how that may have affected the way that we coach. So, Sarah, do you want to continue telling us a little bit about your journey?
I think it's interesting looking at how this interweaves with our work as sex coaches, because we were talking, both of us, a little bit about some of the challenges we'd had around our relationship to spirit. So, again, it's another chance to say that, you know, we too, while being professionals, are still, you know, a work in progress. We're still on our own individual journeys, too. And we were chatting a little bit during the break. You know, I'm very mindful around the, you know, the language that I use, because I'm aware that sometimes, you know, these old scripts are still in me. And the lesson that's come up for me as both a professional but as a human individual is that spirituality, much like sexuality, I mean, they're lifelong processes and they're lifelong gifts that we have. So, you know, it's never that you get to a point where you say, oh, okay, I, you know, I'm spiritually all set, I'm at the pinnacle, there's nowhere further to go. And, you know, similarly with sexuality, you know, you never really get to a point where it's, okay, I'm at the pinnacle, there is nowhere further to go, because life is dynamic. And isn't that exciting that we get to continue to change and grow and evolve over the course of our lives? What do you reckon?
It's so exciting. And I think that's really an important quality that you just teased out of a shared quality that both sexuality and spirituality have, that I believe so wholeheartedly in. It is such a, I guess, a mark of coaching that we provide this framework to understand how things are evolving. I think that one thing that is difficult for people is realizing that there is evolution and change that's happening. I mean, there's evolution and change that's happening on a cellular level in ourselves every day, but we don't acknowledge that. I think if we even acknowledged that, we'd be one step closer to forgiving ourselves for not acting perfectly every single day. I mean, there's so much change that's happening around us and that influences how we respond to the world. And it would be remiss of us to not take into consideration how the patterns of spirituality, religion, and sacred practices can shape a person's perception of themselves and the way that they interact with sex. So there's just a really lovely connection between those two ideas that I really appreciate. We're constantly changing, and our responses to sex are constantly changing. And just like I said before, my ideas about my spiritual connection to the world is constantly changing, and I allow for that. I embrace that. I'm also not a particularly dogmatic person, so
yeah,
I think that helps.
No, definitely. And you know, something that's come up for me, and I think might be interesting to share with listeners as well, is that, you know, the manifestations of spirituality and how they can intersect with sexuality, you know, it might not look like what you think it looks like. You know, there are sacred sexual practices, you know, for example, many of us are familiar with Tantra. But I wanted to perhaps share a short story about one of my own clients and sort of about the power of spirituality, even for someone who doesn't personally identify as a spiritual person or, you know, associating, you know, like a huge part of their identity with that, where they can get tremendous benefit from it. I was working with a client who, you know, was sharing with me about some of their challenges and concerns around their sexuality. And what came up during the session was identifying that, you know, making the transition from life outside, from the hustle and bustle of work and being very, you know, brain-based, so thinking work rather than feeling or body-based work, and then coming home, making that transition to a sexual or erotic energy was really, really difficult. And so what we identified as an action was using ritual. So making a ritual out of things where, even though it doesn't sound ritualistic, it is ritualistic. So, you know, going through a process of turning down the lights, of putting on candles, of putting on gentle music, and doing this all slowly, gradually, step by step, to kind of symbolically release the day that had just gone and move into a more erotic space where he could be erotic with his partner. This was incredibly powerful, and seeing the transformation that came out of making that change was extraordinary. I mean, that's one of the gifts of this profession, is that you're able to witness transformation, and there's something extraordinarily powerful about that. Have you seen any similar examples in your clinical practice?
I have, and I think they mostly stem from, I guess I'd like to lump a few client experiences or some of the processes that we've gone through together into one. And that is that I definitely feel that I'm a source of sexual healing in the room for those who have labored under false impressions about their own sexuality and their own sexual capabilities because of past religious experiences that they've had. So it's different for each person, but I think that being an expert in this area and providing fact-based information instead of anything that is colored by a religious practice, I guess, has really helped my clients be freed from some of the things that they thought they couldn't do. And that has been incredibly transformational. I know I'm being incredibly vague, but I think it's touching on an experience that a lot of people have. And it's an experience that I think it will be different for each person that comes to me, whether they're, as someone put it, a recovering Catholic. I've had people who were Pentecostal, Seventh-day Adventists, folks that grew up in pretty strict households, which can have a positive effect depending on who you are, but sometimes it can have a really negative effect on what you believe about yourself as being a fully sexually embodied person. So I work really closely with people to explore what is their new sexual spiritual connection. They have to redefine that for themselves, and we have to kind of hash through some unpleasant things and talk about, okay, what are the facts? What will be the consequence? And is the consequence something that they're prepared to do or not? I think this is something that is really, really important for us to explore with our clients. And it's really beautiful to take them to a place of deeper spiritual connection on the other side.
Wow. That's extraordinarily powerful. Thank you so much for sharing that, Maisha.
Absolutely.
You know, if someone does want to work with you or contact you, how can they find you?
Well, I can be found at maishabattle.com, and there you'll find information about my coaching services, my podcast. I do some writing as well. So that's all there. And I have some upcoming events in February. Some of them are virtual, so you would be able to join in on those. And I'm also on social media, as you do. So you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Maisha Battle. And Facebook, you can find my company. It's Sex for Life, LLC. Find the page, like it. I share a lot of articles and fun factoids on my Facebook page. I'm also on LinkedIn too. So if you're a professional who's working in holistic services, I really love connecting with you, and I'd love to be a referral. And likewise as well. I'm based in the Bay Area, so that's helpful if you're close, but I also provide services via Skype. So that is where to find me. And how can we find you, Sarah?
Please feel free to visit my website. I'm at www.goodsexlifestyle.com. There you can find out information about my services, what I do. I also write a bit, and I podcast a bit as well. So I am a regular guest on the podcast Get Sex Smart with Dr. Valeria Chuba out of Boston, and we're hilarious, so I encourage you to listen to us. You can also connect with me on Facebook. If you have a search for Good Sex Lifestyle, you'll find me there. I share lots of articles, interesting content, and also all of the podcast episodes. If you're a professional and you'd like to connect with me, you can find me on LinkedIn as well, or also at the World Association of Sex Coaches website. That is www.worldassociationofsexcoaches.org. And you can hit me up by email. I'm director@worldassociationofsexcoaches.org. So if you do have any questions or you'd like to know about connecting with WASC to make referrals, please don't hesitate to reach out. I'm more than happy to help. And I did also want to offer listeners today, so anybody who gets in touch with me and mentions Eros Evolution, I'd like to offer you 20% off of coaching, as well as a free copy of my ebook, Orgasmic Running, A Feminine Practice for Pleasurable Well-Being. It's awesome. Orgasmic running is a thing, and I would love to tell you more about it. You can take advantage of that by reaching me at sarah@goodsexlifestyle.com or just click the Contact Us form on my website. And I think you've got a gift for listeners today too, right, Maisha?
That's right. I will also be offering 20% off of my coaching services when you set up an appointment with me. So I do offer free consultations, so it would be applied to your first booking with me. 20% off at MaishaBattle.com. You can submit an inquiry there and just let me know by letting me know the promo code Eros Evolution that you would like to take advantage of this very special offer. And again, I also wanted to mention we're both on the World Association of Sex Coaches website, so you can find us there. And we want to send out our thank you and our gratitude to Dr. Martha Tara Lee for letting us host today. We've really had a great time.
Thank you so much.